Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast, where top football coaches from around the country share their stories, philosophies, concepts, and strategies to help you get better on and off the field. Now, here's your host, Keith Grabowski.
Welcome to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast and the final episode in our training camp series. And to finish things up today, we have a guy who's out there doing some great things in the professional development space. 140 or however many characters is allowed at a time. Coach Chris Fisher from Texas High School Football Chat and Ridge Point High School. Coach, great to have you back here on the podcast.
As always, it's a great time to be here, Keith. Thanks for having me.
Well, Coach, we're going to focus on an idea that was the topic of your last Twitter chat here on Texas High School Football Chat. And we'll also talk about maybe some trends you've seen over the course of the season, things you're excited about, and we'll finish up with how coaches can professionally develop through the season with the things that you do on Twitter. So, Coach, tell us a little bit about the idea behind this last Twitter chat.
All right. So the last topic we talked about was basically balancing your life and the football season. And I got the inspiration from a tweet I saw earlier, maybe less than a week ago, and I don't remember the author, but it basically stated, like, hey, don't be one of those coaches that says, well, honey, I'll see you in December, you know, and leave her at home all alone to do, you know, whatever it is that has to be done to run the house and stuff. And so based on that, I was like, I really liked that. And, you know, that tweet itself, you know, performed pretty well. And so I was like, well, there's some interest here and I think I can get some good conversation going. And so that's what it was about last night. And the first question was starting off like, you know, do you say goodbye to your wife at the beginning of the season? Or are you someone who really tries to, you know, find balance, continue being a good husband, good father, you know, at home, instead of leaving a football widow?
Exactly. That whole idea of the coach's widow. And I mean, it is tough. The time constraints are demanding, but there's a lot you can do. And that's something we focused on in our home team podcast throughout the season. Coach Nellis and I just wrapped that up with some of the, you know, best highlights of the series of podcasts he did over the offseason. I know the biggest one that stuck out to me was Coach Sean Lewis, the head football coach at Kent, and the one that Joel did with him and all the things that he does to shut down when he gets home. And so that's kind of what I saw as I looked through, you know, I was looking through it this morning and looking through exactly what the chat was about and saw a lot of good responses there. And guys, I think kind of tracking on that idea now, maybe more than we had before. So as you went back through and scrolled through all the responses, Coach, what were some of the things that really stuck out to you as ways that guys can best stay engaged and find some of that balance during the season?
Well, I remember some of the guys mentioned getting up earlier than everybody else or staying up a little bit later than everybody, you know, so that when everybody's up and together, that they're all together. And, you know, if that means that they have to sacrifice an hour in the morning or in the evening to wrap some things up or, you know, tackle some things job related at home, then, you know, they're willing to do that to be present in the lives of their family. And I thought that was pretty cool. I thought, you know, saw some other guys, you know, they mentioned some different things that they did at the office to involve their families, you know, as far as, you know, like having families up with different occasions and having food and movies and things like that, incorporating the entire coaching staff on that Saturday or Sunday afternoon, you know, for when they're having coaches meetings and stuff, so that, you know, the families can have time together and not just be stuck at home and doing whatever, you know. So, you know, those things I enjoy, and, you know, I think those are really good ideas. I think something that I mentioned too is, like, in this day and age, you know, you're going to have spillover at home no matter what you do. I think, you know, like, I'm a teacher and a coach, and there's going to be times where I'm doing work at home. My wife is a physician assistant, and there's going to be times that her work spills over at home. And so as long as you're understanding of that and you are respectful of each other and the time that they that has to happen, and then also the time that you have with each other. I think, you know, it's easy to find the ways to find that balance.
I think one of the things that we have to be cognizant of, because a lot of that can bleed into the time at home, and like you said, that's okay, but we have to draw some lines. And I, for the life of me, Coach, I was looking as I was preparing for this podcast. I know I talked to a coach this past offseason, and I don't think it was that far back. I just could not find in my notes who it was. And he shared the idea about mental toughness, right? That we need to show mental toughness as coaches, in that we have to know when to shut it off, that we have to be mentally tough that way. So it's not being mentally tough to sleep in your office and to go home and, yeah, you're at home, but you're really not present because you're still thinking about football or you're on your iPad looking at the game. That mental toughness, in his definition, was shutting it down and staying engaged with your family, because that's what's demanded. And you know, we have a podcast coming up with Brian Kite where we talked about, you know, living the standards that we set for our players. You know, we expect certain things out of them. We know they have lives outside of football, and when they come into our world, we expect them fully engaged there. Well, you know what? We kind of have to live up to that too, that we have to have other parts of our life. And when we're there, we have to be present. We have to be engaged. So that does mean shutting things down. And that was one of the things Coach Lewis talked about, is, you know, he has a time where he goes home and his phone is off and he's not looking at it. He's not taking recruiting calls. That prospect, you know, whatever's happening with that prospect, it's not life and death, and he can pick that phone up in 2 hours and they're still in the game. He's not going to lose them. And I think, you know, just thinking of those ideas and that idea of mental toughness of, you know, because coaches can relate to that. We always think about, you know, how am I going to be tough? How am I going to be mentally tough? And I think it's just reframing that and understanding that, you know, mental toughness for my family means that I'm fully engaged here.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're right. I mean, I think that's a really good correlation, because you think, you know, you talked about turning it off and on. I think that's something that I tell my kids all the time. You know, you're, you know, a pretty good player when you know how to turn it on the field, and you can turn it off when you're off the field, and you can take care of the things in the classroom and other and what you got to do at home. But when it's go time, it's go time. And that's and I think that's something that coaches have to be able to do. Just like you said, they have to be a coach at work, but at home they have to turn that off and be attentive and be ready and, you know, be active participants.
And I know that's not an easy thing. Certainly, I know over the course of my career, I was definitely guilty of those things, but again, I think reframing it in a lot of ways can help coaches. So, Coach, in I guess finishing up that topic, what other takeaways did you have and things that stick out in your mind as, you know, that was a really good answer on this idea of work-life balance?
I think the last two questions were like, you know, basically like, how do you take care of yourself? You know, not only just taking care of your family, but what do you do to take care of yourself? And then, you know, what are some other things that you do, that you make sure and do, you know, that are kind of special or unique, you know? And so I think those were good takeaways too, because, you know, it's so easy to just kind of let yourself kind of slide and carry like this burden with you with no release during the season because it's busy. You know, so it's easy to skip a workout for yourself. It's easy to, you know, like, oh, hey, I'm, you know, like myself, I like working out and I like mowing the lawn, you know, and it would be so easy to skip a workout one day, or it'd be so easy to go, hey, honey, let's get a lawn service during the season, you know, but I enjoy those, and I need those too, you know, and, you know, other people kind of said similar things, you know, besides working out, or, you know, some of them find other ways of doing other things and relaxing. Like, you know, they have movies and stuff that they enjoy, or they, one person mentioned during the bye week every year they've been coaching, they've gone on a quick vacation, you know, I mean, just little things like that are, you know, can be so big in finding that balance and finding that, you know, that focus, you know, that focus on yourself that you need during the season to just to remember that, hey, you know, coaching and football are what we do, and it's definitely part of who we are, but you know, there are other things that we need to do to take care of ourselves as well.
Yeah, I love those ideas, and I certainly appreciate you bringing that topic up. I think it was very timely, and, you know, really, that's, you've done a great job over the course of the Texas High School Football Chat of really figuring out what's on coaches' minds at this time of the year. And I know you had a lot of engagement this offseason. We were happy to be a part of that. You know, we got the tackle squad together and did some of the things on the five fights. But, you know, looking back at this past year of chats, Coach, what are some of the ones that stick out to you, or maybe some of the things you're excited about, I guess, trends developing, et cetera?
Well, some of the things that I've noticed over the course of the conversations this year is, to me, like, you know, you had like a big focus this summer on Twitter were like the different factions of coaches. There was like the wing T, the air raid, the zone, you know, those guys. But really, when you get to talking, you know, when it got into the X's and O's, really what's kind of exciting offensively is how all those systems are really blending together, and it's really just becoming offensive football and what's best for your program, more so than, you know, previous years, I think. And then what was really interesting, what really took off this summer, was I was amazed at how much defensive talk there was, because in the past, like, the defensive guys were not sharing their secret sauce, you know, but now, I mean, it's really starting to open up. And so this idea that, like, Cody Alexander talks a lot about and has written some good books about is about, like, these hybrid matchup defenses where to answer these multiple offenses. And it's really kind of fascinating for me because I've focused on offense, being an offensive line coach. I've focused on a lot more offensive topics, and especially on the chat because they generate more engagement. But the defensive topic and conversation has really taken off this year. You know, I get, and that works well with the tackling system, building up steam and creating momentum there too. So I think it's an exciting time to be a defensive coach for those guys.
Yeah, it really is. You know, Cody was on the podcast and talked about hybrids, and I believe wrote an article for us as well. And I do see that as well. The defensive guys opening up, and really, you know, a lot of the scheme. And what everybody's doing systematically is an open book. Everybody gets everybody's film. There's all kinds of information out on the internet. So now it's really guys figuring out what's the secret sauce. How did I get to work that to work with my program? I know, you know, we started on the podcast here weekly, deep dive on defense, and I had the idea of exactly that. Let's just have something. There's nothing out there defensively. Can we just talk about a defensive topic? And so that was the kind of the brainchild behind that, is let's see what we can do to get the defensive guys involved. And that went very well. And that idea of hybrids, the game is becoming more and more hybrid, which means you do see that blending of different systems, you know, back to kind of the wing T, which is the three back or four back offense, seeing guys used more and more in the running game as those receivers going in motion and getting the ball either in front of or behind the quarterback. And, you know, you see that all the way up to the top level. You know, I mean, pin and pull for a lot of people, you know, they call that buck sweep, you know, from the wing tee. And it was that old mentality, Coach, for a long time. I know, man, in my early days as a coach, beginning of my high school coaching career, we were running wing tee, so I was going to all the wing tee clinics and became a head coach and ran a little bit of the wing tee, but started blending other things in. And by my second year, was running that from like a spread environment. And I remember a coach who I'd always clinic with come over, you know, we scrimmage him and jokingly said, "We're taking your card away." And that idea that, you know, there was a club and you guys stay within this and, you know, run it to a tee. But I think that's the exciting part of the game is the blending of this and how players are being used. And I can't think of the particular player. I was watching the NFL Network the other day, and they're talking about him. And, man, he's a receiver, and he could be in the backfield, and he's big enough to be a tight end, and they're going to use him all those different ways. I thought, this is perfect, man. This is where the game is going. Hybrid guys on offense mean hybrid guys on defense, and it's just a more athletic game. And I think a lot of that is very exciting.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. You know, we had a tight end recently go up to Michigan, and we put him all over. When we used him all over the field. You know, split him out wide, keep him in tight, block, catch passes. I mean, guys like that, those, you know, those multi-purpose bodies that can do anything, that can go dunk a basketball and go grab, snag one out of the air one-handed. I mean, it's just, you know, they're ridiculous, and you got to find ways to use them all over the field, offense and defense. So, yeah, it's definitely, like you said, a more athletic game.
Coach, in terms of, I guess, maybe some of those fun ideas that have come out on the chat, what are some of those that that stick in your mind? Because let me tell you this, the chat and participating in it, and sometimes I just watch, it is fun. I mean, it's guys expressing themselves with GIF files and stuff like that. It's pretty cool, and it's really evolved. But, you know, there's a lot of fun going on there. What are some of those things that stick out in your mind?
Really some of the fun things, just the interaction with the different coaches, you know, especially like one coach will start going, you know, talking about something and it'll sound exactly like what you do, or they know the other coach and then they start talking trash about them. That's always fun, to be honest. And I have a lot of fun diving into some of the other chats too, like on the Hog chat. I mean, those guys are a lot of fun with Tony Schiffman and his crew that he brings with him. But yeah, it's just, man, it's hard to pin just one thing, to be honest. I mean, yeah, because it really is just so much fun. It goes by so fast. Oh, and if I was at my home, I'd pull up something just to find it. But
Coach, what's one of those, and I know this whole thing was set up as we talked about, like when you first started doing this, your whole thought was, how do I learn the game? I mean, you said you had your own motives in creating it, certainly things to help you. So what were some of the things you really took away and included in or adapted to what you're doing?
Well, let's see. So like one of the reasons what we started talking about with work-life balance is because of my schedule in the spring, I don't get to a whole lot of clinics. So creating this conversation really helped me develop a whole lot, you know? And so one of the things that I've taken from it professionally is, you know, technique and some of the more fundamental and finer tuning technique things with the offensive line has really helped me out a lot. Just being able to talk with these guys on the chat and through Twitter and get ideas about what works there. I like how any chance I get, we like to run power a lot with us on our offense. And so any chance I get, I am asking our coach to include power read into our game plan 1 week, because it's just the more I see it and the more I study it, and I'm like, wow, this needs to be good. We just, you know, this needs to be part of what we do. It's not like one of our fundamentals, but it's something that we'll sneak in here every now and then. Just, you know, stuff like that. Those little scheme adjustments. And that's really the biggest thing that I think I've taken, the fundamentals. But just the different ideas that people do with their base system, you know, the complementary stuff has been just the most helpful, like the powers, the different power series, you know, the adjustments on RPOs, those little things like that, just those complements to your base system really has been the most helpful for me as far as just seeing the way to attack the defense. And then looking at how it fits into our system and then trying to get those things put into our own system.
Well, Coach, I know the in-season doesn't mean that the Texas High School football chat stops. You have done a great job of having those in-season topics. And, you know, as I'm mentioning that, you know, we will be flipping to our in-season format on Monday, and we're excited about that with guys like Brian Kite, Rob Everett, Charlie Coyner, Kevin Kelly. So we're excited about what we're doing there. But for you, it continues on. So talk to us a little bit about some of the things you think will come up here as we get into the season.
All right. Yeah, as I always say, we're lifelong learners, and you never stop learning just because, you know, you get a little busier. And that's pretty much what going through the season is for me. I mean, yeah, we're a little bit busier, but we still need to learn because we're in the mix of what we do. And so this is when we need to start really focusing in. And so what I try to focus on when choosing topics is kind of like the progression through the season. And many times it is inspired by how my own team is going through the season. And so in the past, we've talked about things like what's your focus in like pre-district games and how that impacts, you know, your district games and things like that. a topic that comes up during the season a lot that a lot of people like to hear about is, you know, like your in-game adjustments, how you go about making those, how you go about working on those during the week and things like that. And then there's other guys, you know, we've talked about like coaching communication. So like how it's set up for you to talk on the sideline, when to talk on the sideline, what you do at halftime. And then of course, getting into the postseason and how, you know, what you do with your team from there, how your practices are adjusted and, you know, the focus that you have for your team. So, I mean, that's what I like about the in season is it's really just like it's in the moment and that's what's presently happening.
Well, Coach, I, as always, I appreciate you taking some time to come on the podcast with us and really appreciate what you're doing for coaches out there on Twitter. Best of luck to you and your team this season, and we'd love to have you check in again or spend some time with us when the season's over and get to talk some ball again.
Yeah, sounds good. I appreciate you having me on, Keith. It's always a pleasure. You know, and the same back to you. You know, you and USA Football and your tackle gang and all of your coaches are doing a great thing for football and coaches everywhere.
If you don't follow already, follow the Texas High School Football Chat at TXHSFB Chat, C-H-A-T. Coach, again, thank you, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Please check out all we're doing on Twitter at our Twitter handle for coaches at FBDEV Coach. Check out our systems for blocking, defeating blocks, and tackling at footballdevelopment.com. If you register there with your email address, you can get access to our shoulder tackle system, the entire system, as well as 3 free videos of your choice, either from advanced tackling or from our contact system, which is blocking and defeating blocks. This is some of the best stuff, some cutting edge stuff I think that you're going to find is very efficient and effective in the way you teach your players. And there's a lot of drills here that help you improve that skill year round. Check it out at footballdevelopment.com. Check out our coaches' notes on usafootball.com. Go to the resources tab for development and training. Our coaches' notes are given to us by coaches around the country, state champs, some of the NCAA leaders. Those guys have been doing a great job in putting that together in our tips format, which is teach, install, and problem solve. And in there, we also have further review, which we allow our clips to be downloadable, and you can download those and put them into your huddle. No need for an extra subscription to a huddle page. So check those out. And as always, go to blogs.usafootball.com for our show notes, our analysis, articles, and coaching. Finally, if you're enjoying the podcast, head over to iTunes and give us a 5-star rate. If you have a minute, write a review. It really helps out the podcast.
Thanks for listening to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. For more resources, visit the Coach Performance Center at usafootball.com.